Welcome to Reading Under the Covers, a romance novel podcast where we chat, fangirl, and maybe even swoon over our latest reads. I'm Francesca from Under the Covers Book Blog, and today I have a special episode for you guys because we are getting closer to the holiday season, and that usually translates into having to pick gifts for the special people in your life. Sometimes that means picking gifts for yourself because it is just the perfect excuse to buy that special something that maybe you've been eyeing all year round, maybe waiting to splurge on something that you really wanted. So in today's episode, I am sharing a bit from our Novel Nights live show that we had this past week, where I talked about bookworm gift ideas. Some of them are things that are reading adjacent. They're perfect accessories or gadgets that the reader or bookworm in your life would love. And I also go into a bit of a comparison of some of the newer Kindle devices if you're looking to upgrade or you're looking for a dedicated e-reader. And I also mention using your iPad as your e-reader so that you can just have one device that basically handles all of your hobbies and entertainment. Like I said, this was part of our Novel Nights live show. There are even more gift ideas that are perfect for not just the bookworm in your life, but even more, from puzzles to cooking books, trivia games, and much more. And all of that you will be able to find on our Novel Nights live show. So I will leave a link in the show notes down below to where you can watch the full replay of the live show. So be sure that you head and look at that as well. Now, when I talk about Kindle devices, I did do a bit of a deep dive into all different kinds of e-readers on the blog this week. I discuss what is e-ink and what are the advantages of using that type of device for when you're reading for long periods of time. I did a Kindle comparison with all the different models. Also, I compared all the different Kobo models, the box models, any other device that is a Kindle alternative as well. Plus, I also gave you some tips on how you can use the iPad mini as your e-reader, some helpful information, and some actionable steps of how you can make it feel more like an e-reader, meaning the e-ink technology, and for it to be a more distraction-free reading experience. So you can check out all of those posts on the blog. I will leave all the links in the show notes down below as well. And I will also leave linked in the show notes my bookworm gift ideas for things that are not gadgets, but that are going to be perfect and really well received for the bookworm or reader in your life. And again, that could just be you. So if you're ready for some of that, then just keep on listening. And I hope that you find the perfect gift this holiday season.
So Fran is going to be sharing her recommendation.
Yes.
All right, what do you got for us?
So I actually have bookworm recommendations. So these are going to be things. I'm not going to discuss books necessarily, but we're going to be talking about gifts that you could either gift yourself, because, you know, we're all listening to this as readers, or you can gift them to a friend who is a reader. So I'm going to start out with some stuff, little stuff that you could gift to your friends. The first thing is something that I started using this year, and I think it is the best thing if you want to read at night, especially, I mean, obviously, if you're a digital reader, if you read on Kindles or e-readers or your iPad. And it's this little gadget. It's a page turner. So the way it works is you hook this to your device, and with this little button, it turns the page for you. So you could have this sitting on a tripod or some kind of anything, and you could be cozied up under a blanket and just turn the page, and you don't have to be cold and you don't have to do anything, and it is the best thing ever. I love it. It's not really expensive. I think they're around $15, $20. And they'll work on either an iPad or a Kindle. They're basically a Bluetooth connect. So super easy to use. And the bookworm in your life or yourself will thank you immensely for it. It is really the best way to read at night, and I will never go back to anything else. Now, if your friend or yourself is more of a paperback reader, I actually just recently got this adorable library stamp, and I'm lazy, so I got the self-inking stamp, but this company actually has the nice, pretty wood stamps with the ink pad or also embossers. So they have adorable designs, and you can customize them. And then the inside of your book, you could stamp it on like the main title page, and make it like mine says from the library of Under the Covers. And I think that that is such a cute personal touch to add to your books or gift that to somebody to add to their books. It's almost like you're building your own little personal library or collection, which is super nice. And actually, I do have a coupon code. This was from the Etsy store Pickled Stamps. And I do have a coupon code for 10% off. It's UTC Book Blog Save 10. I will leave that also in the show notes so you guys can get 10% off if you buy any of her products. So also something that's a really nice touch, and it would be a really cute and thoughtful gift for a bookworm in your life. Now, also something that I overuse if you are a paperback reader, or even if you're a digital Kindle reader, is a reading pillow. I cannot tell you how comfortable this thing is. It doesn't matter where you put this pillow. It is the most comfortable pillow I own. I travel with it. It just does not leave my side. I have four. That's how much I like these. And you can take the cover off and wash it. So they're really nice. They are from BookBow. And I think that if you haven't tried reading on one of these, you definitely need to. It'll make the weight on your arms feel so much lighter and perfect experience. I mean, literally, you can use these pillows for anything, even like for your legs or your head, whatever. They're the most comfortable pillow I own, literally. Another idea that you can do for bookworms is if they are digital readers, you could gift them a yearly subscription to book services like Kindle Unlimited, Kobo Plus, Audible, or things like that. So that is always an option that is very well received. You could also look into special editions of books. So if their favorite book or their favorite author has a new cover or a special edition, highly recommend that you look into that. It also shows that you know what they like, and that would be a nice addition to their bookshelves. And if you can get it signed for them, even better. They'll definitely appreciate that for sure. So that would be for print books. Now, the last thing that I wanted to discuss is digital or e-readers, and that is probably a bigger ticket item. So whether maybe you're shopping for yourself, looking for an upgrade, or maybe you haven't started reading on Kindle or ebooks and you want to start, then I have a couple of comparisons to offer you. And I do go in more detail on the blog, so you will be able to access all of those different comparisons and, you know, feature comparisons and some more of my thoughts on the blog for that. But this is my old Paperwhite. I think I got this one in 2021, and it's probably my sixth Paperwhite. I have pretty much stuck with Paperwhites the whole time. I did like the Kindle Oasis, but sadly that has been discontinued. And I have two of the new lineups of Kindles that came out this year to kind of compare and go over with you guys. The first one is the ColorSoft, and this is the first e-ink color that Amazon has put out. I do think it comes with some issues. They have it currently suspended for shipping, so I think that they're working on it. That always happens when you're buying a tech device on the first shipment out. So it does have a little bit of some issues, but I wanted to show you how the color works because it is a little bit different than what you would be used to looking at an e-reader. Let's say a little bit more faded than you're used to with the brightness of an iPad, but it does add a really nice touch, I think, for reading on a device that is e-ink. And I do really appreciate reading on an e-ink device because of the eye strain. You don't have any of that. I mean, I do have a whole post also talking about e-ink technology and what are the pros and cons of that, so you can check that out. So if you're looking for a device that is color, definitely the ColorSoft would be an option. There are other brands that also sell e-ink color ones like Kobo and Box. So I do have those detailed on the blog as well. I'm sure that Amazon is working on the issues with the ColorSoft right now, which is why it's not currently shipping. However, the replacement for my old Paperwhite is the Signature. And the difference with this one, first difference between the old and the new, in case you are looking for an upgrade, is the size. So it is a little bit bigger. As you can see, the new model is slightly bigger than the old model, but it is the same size as the ColorSoft. So between these two, there is absolutely no difference. And the best way that I can tell you the difference, besides the fact that one is color and one is black and white, is the sharpness. So this screen is much sharper, especially when it comes to the images and even when it comes to the text. It's much, much, much sharper on this screen. And I want to say also, from my little bit of working with both of them since I've had them, the signature is a much faster Kindle. So the lag as you're moving through screens, this one is going to be much faster. So I think that this would be my top choice if you are looking to upgrade an e-reader, unless you absolutely want to have the color. And I would say the color would be more of a choice if you read more mangas or comic books or things like that. As far as just for the covers, in my personal opinion, I think that I would wait until e-ink technology is a little bit more mature and that is in a better place for you to make that investment, especially because it is quite a heavier investment. But I also wanted to mention that an iPad is still an option for reading. I personally don't like to read on a bigger device, but the iPad mini, which I do have here, is, I think, the perfect size for an iPad. That would be a great all-in-one device that you can do all of the things. So one thing that you can do besides having all the apps for your Kindle and anything else, so you can put your Libby app for library books and all of that, but you can also add all of your audiobooks apps in here. So you can simply listen to all your audiobooks in the same device as reading on your Kindle. And you can also use the Apple text-to-speech feature, which I think is so much better than when I tried it on the ColorSoft. Do not recommend to do the text-to-speech on that device. Yes, it's there, the voice is fine and everything, but to get anything to work without any lag on that device, too much of a process. I definitely think that that's a much better experience on an iPad or your phone, obviously. But I do like the option of having a separate device that is not my phone so that it's not eating up the battery on that. And I actually do have some other tips and tricks on how you can save battery life and how you can change the settings to make reading on an iPad a little bit more like reading on an e-ink device. So all of those tips and tricks are also on the blog, and you can head over there and check those out. And as you can see, I did add on here the magnetic ring. So the reason for that is my nighttime reading device with my page turner. And by adding this ring, I do have a magnetic tripod. I stick that on there, I get under the covers, and that thing is going by itself. So love that. I think that it's the perfect setup. And now as far as size, obviously this is a little bit heavier also than going with the Kindle. But as far as the size, you're just going to be a little bit bigger. It's not a lot. So it depends really on whether you want one device that can do many, many things. There are ways that you can make it a distraction-free reading time on your iPad. There are automations that you can set up. And you can actually make it so that you cannot open any other apps while you are in your reading time. So you can still make that very distraction-free as with a dedicated e-reader. So it really depends on how you want to spend your money and how you want to work with your devices, but all of the options are there. So again, there's more information on the post on the blog, but if I had to make one choice, if you're wanting a dedicated e-reader, I would say the Paperwhite Signature. And if you want an all-in-one, the iPad mini is perfect. And that's it. That's all I got.
I love the device comparisons because I've been seeing so much stuff online. So the fact that, you know, you have the colored version, I'm always team wait till the technology works itself out.
Absolutely.
So that makes sense. I know Laura's big on Kindles. What did you think?
I really love it. Actually, I moved away from my Kindle Paperwhite. I'm a believer of the 16 gigabytes. I don't think you need the 32 gigabytes. I have 2,000 books downloaded, and I only use like 1 gigabyte or 2 gigabytes, so you don't need that much memory. But I moved away from the Kindle to my iPad mini that I got earlier this year, and it's my favorite device because I can do continuous scrolling, which is like a great way to just like read the book, just like scroll. And it allows me to not only borrow books and like listen, go on Libby while listening to my audiobook. So I get to do this. and it's in one place. So I remove all my audiobooks from my phone so I don't have to use my memory. My iPad has it. It's my reading device. And then I get to do coloring. Well, actually listen to an audiobook. Mm-hmm. I get to play games like solitaire while we're listening to it. So it's kind of like an all-in-one cozy, you know, thing. I know there's a new iPad mini, but both, I actually have the previous generation and it works out fine. But if you want to upgrade the new generation, they just came out with it. So
yeah, actually, I also have the older one, the previous generation. And if I have to say, unless you're doing a lot of stuff where you would need the new AI features that the, you know, that Apple put out, but unless you're doing any of that, I don't think it's needed. Because like, even you can save some money by buying still the older generation right now. And I think that that's probably at like $399 or somewhere around there. So it's a really great price. And it will do everything that you need done. And yeah, like you said, you can do coloring. You can do some some cozy games. You can do, hey, listen, I'm a productivity person. You can do Notion. You can do your digital planner. You can do all the things. So I think that you can do a lot more. So it's a great investment, especially when you compare the price of saying going for that older generation for $399. And for example, the Kindle ColorSoft is $279. So like for the price, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah. And if you're an Android user, like I am, I'm a diehard Google user. Probably this is where I am. An iPad is not like you can coexist. They coexist with the phone. So there's a lot of Google use. So you don't have to figure out new passwords, new things.
Yeah.
It does have a lot of things that are for Android users.
And that is it. That's all I have for you guys today. Remember that you can listen to the full Novel Nights episode where there are even more amazing gift ideas for not just the bookworm in your life, but for basically anyone, and even projects that you can do with the whole family during the holiday season. So lots of amazing things for you to check out on the Novel Nights live show. Be sure that you head over to our YouTube channel, and the link directly to that video will be in the show notes so you can watch the replay. If you guys have any more gift ideas that are perfect for the bookworm in your life, I would love to hear about them. Leave me a comment and let me know what those are, or if any of these options that I talked about here today catch your interest. We'll be back talking books next week, so be sure to tune in for that. And in the meantime, you can always find all of our book recommendations at underthecoversbookblog.com. Be sure you sign up for our newsletter there. We'll be in your inbox every single Sunday with all of the latest bookish content that we post every single week. And you can always find us on social at UTC Bookblog on Instagram, TikTok, Pinterest, X or Twitter, and Under the Covers Book Blog on Facebook and YouTube. Thanks so much for tuning in today, guys, and I will see you again in the next one. Bye.